songs are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with the unbelief and hardness of the heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. It says in the Amplified Bible, Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 apostles themselves as they reclined at the table, and he reproached them of their unbelief, their lack of faith, and their hardness of heart, because they had refused to believe those who had seen him and looked at him attentively after he had risen from death. And he said to them, "Go ye into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news, the gospel, to every creature of the whole human race. He who believes and dares to entrust in and relies on the gospel, and him whom it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. But he who does not believe, who does not dare to entrust in and rely on the gospel, and him whom it sets forth will be condemned." Now we're going to go back to verse 14. The spirit of unbelief is the most subtle, unusual visitor. This man had walked with Jesus, that ate with him, that witnessed the miraculous before he was crucified, and yet they did not believe when he rose from the dead. How did this spirit gain access? Today, in this healing school, you're going to learn keys, key principles, and deep things about healing. But we have to, first of all, deal with the hindrance. What is the hindrance to healing? Unbelief. The Lord doesn't take unbelief lightly. He does not like it, and he will not operate where there is unbelief. God will not operate where there is unbelief. If we allow unbelief to stay, we hinder ourselves from experiencing healing. We have to believe. God can heal all sickness. When even was come, the brother.
Thank you all for joining me on Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. To all of you wonderful listeners, we are in the last days and Jesus is coming back soon. Stay tuned. You're going to get blessed. The best is yet to come and nothing is impossible with God. 561-337-9018. You're going to be able to enjoy this broadcast as we discuss the prophetic and also talk about the current situation in Florida. This is a hot state. This is a debating point on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, BBC, and all kind of networks. We happen to be in Florida where things are happening, and also not only in Palm Beach County, but in Broward County. And, you know, it's all over this, you know, the top house, the every kind of house, things are happening. But there is a reason why you're in Florida at this time. And don't touch the dial, because we're going to cover very important points. I'll be back after this. 561-337-908. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're joining me on Piercing Darkness Show Live, and this is Apostle Sally. Nothing is impossible with God when you put your trust in Him. For all of you that are joining me for the first time, Piercing Darkness Show is about the demonstration of God's power and His glory, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in this chapter, Isaiah chapter 60, it says in verse 1, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings the brightness of your rising." That's where I came up with this revelation called Piercing Darkness. This is a show that is dedicated to lift up Jesus and to pierce the darkness. That's why God gave me that revelation. And we pierce the darkness with the light, with the glory, the Shekinah. And today I want to give you an update of what's happening, so you can be able to be aware and know what you're going to do to live a victorious life as a child of God. We're going to be covering major important aspects of life we are living in today. And I'm going to share the word of God, but also we're going to be discussing about what's happening in America today. Now we see the fires going on. The fires that are going on today are very important for us to deal with those fires. How do we pray for the people that are being tormented by the fires? That's what's going on in America today. It's so strange that things are happening in California, and then also the shooting that happened in California. That's very bad news for those young people, the 13 people that really perished in cold blood. That's really terrible. The shooting that happened in Pittsburgh, what happened in Kentucky, the elections that just happened recently, and the drama that's unfolding in Florida. Now, all the things were prophetically spoken about in our meetings. When God revealed prophetically what's coming, we're able to step into the realm of the prophetic and deal with these situations to the best way we can do in prayer, reduce the impact. But you see, the body of Christ needs to wake up and pray for God's kingdom to come and His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I was recently in Georgia 2 weeks ago, and God gave me a word that I shared in the service. I'm going to take you to the service briefly here, and you're going to hear what we prayed for, and then we're going to come back and talk briefly. 561-337-9018. We're going to go here and we're going to hear what happened.
Respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God, come.
The Lord spoke to me this morning. He showed me a lot of shootings taking place in the schools. Let's pray for the schools in America. Take about a minute and begin to pray for schools in America. Say, Father, we pray for our children, protect them. We pray that you expose the plan of the enemy against the schools in America. Take a minute and begin to pray for America right now. Pray for the United States of America. I saw a lot of shootings in school. God was giving me cities where the things are going to take place. We pray right now, Lord Jesus, you intervene. Miracles still happen. God, you intervene. Let the plots be exposed. Protect our kids when they go to school. It was going to be so bad that parents are going to be scared to send their kids to school. Lift your hands up and pray for your children. Come on. Jesus! Protect our children. Protect our children. Save America. Let this nation return to Jesus. Let America return to Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. Father, we need it. We need your protection. Send your angels. Let America experience the awakening of the Holy Ghost. Protect our kids. Protect the high schools. Protect the middle schools. Protect the colleges. Jesus. Say, say, Father, the blood of Jesus is covering us, covering your people. Let America lift up its hands and cry out to Jesus to redeem this nation for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to give you 60 seconds. Name a school you know. If you know any school, name it. Whatever school you know. I don't know the schools here. Just name the names. Whatever school you know. And cover it with the blood of Jesus. I know the kids may be in rebellion, but our prayer can hold back the judgment. I know the kids may be ignorant about God, but our prayers can save the loved ones, the lost ones. Pray for a school right now. Lord, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God glory for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. That happened in Georgia recently. When I was in Georgia, that's where this happened. When God gave me a prophetic revelation of what was going on in prophetically, we prayed, and then one of the mothers called me and left a message, and that there was supposed to be a very terrible shooting that week, but the kid came with a gun to school and then was impounded. I mean, he was arrested, and the authorities were able to stop him, and then we see God moving and stopping and the bloodshed in that area, and to God be the glory. And then also what's happening with the elections here, like I told you, that this broadcast is very important for you. Go ahead and share this if you're on Facebook or if you're on Instagram. Just go ahead and share this broadcast so we can be able to reach as many as we can to the glory of God as we broadcast the gospel by faith to lift up Jesus. For the preaching of the cross of them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved, that's the power of God. So we just want to encourage you to know what's happening and how you can be part of what God is doing spiritually by praying prophetically and declaring. So the things the Lord revealed to us in our prayer meeting, that if you go to my tweet, you're going to see when God revealed to me that Ted Cruz was going to win Texas, that hotly contested seat, and we saw that happen. And also Florida was going to be very close to be battleground, but you have to pray. And that's what I kept on hearing in my spirit. And then this is very important to understand, that the recount thing that is going on in Florida is not by mistake, but there is a spiritual battle that's going on in this nation. And as a child of God, you need to be in prayer for Florida. You have to pray for this situation, because this is going to define the future of how elections happen in America, whether with integrity or with confusion. And the way it's handled, be very, very prayerful. Now, maybe you don't believe in the prophetic, maybe you don't believe in intercession, but if you live in Florida and you love Florida, you'd understand that Florida is now the eye of the nation, not only that, but of the world. So all the world is watching Florida carefully. What is going to happen? And these legal battles that are going to be going on in the courts are going to be so phenomenal. And each team is assembling the best of the best. And so much stuff is going to be going on. And with this highly contested Senate seat, which side is going to pull? Which side is going to win the court battles? Which side is going to win the way things are going? You know, why is one side not conceding? What is God's plan? What's God's agenda? You know, when I was praying and meditating on the situation and had in my spirit the outcome, but I'm not going to disclose that on the air right now, but I'll post it on my tweet later on. But I just wanted to pray right now, because if we pray, we can see the will of God done. Now, if you're just joining me live on Facebook or Twitter, just click the share button and share this broadcast. If you're hearing me on this radio broadcast by internet or live in New York, Don't touch the dial. Just take somebody, hey, tune in on this station and hear a prophetic voice, because God is raising up the prophetic at this hour. We have to understand this area spiritually is a strategic place. Now we saw what happened in the year 2000 between Al Gore and Bush, and then we see what's happening right now. This crucial battle that is going on over who's going to control, what's happening with this results and the integrity. Is there any stuff happening that is not supposed to be happening there? Is anything that's going to be brought to light? But the battle that's going on between the forces of evil and God's plan. So the will of God to be done. You see, the scripture says, when the Lord was teaching his disciples to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven." So that should be our prayer, that thy kingdom come and thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we just want to see his will done here on earth as it is in heaven. Now, this is going to go on for some time, because this is what I picked up in the spirit when I was praying before the midterm election. And we can, but if we pray the way we're supposed to pray as the body of Christ or saints, it will be solved faster, because this is the plan of the enemy, to drag the thing and draw unnecessary attention. And the enemy wants to use this to start a real drama, which is not God's plan for this region. He wants to start riots. He wants to start real nasty riots and battles and division, confusion. That's the intention of the enemy. We don't need this in Florida. Florida needs the gospel, needs the light, needs the truth, the Bible, revival, the awakening, the move of the Holy Spirit. So it's important for you that lives in Florida to pray for Florida. So Florida's seen a lot of things happening. And this is now, this is something I have a release to say, that if this is not handled well, it's going to spark outrage in other areas. Now, not just on this national level, but it's going to start up outrage in different levels of even elections in the future that will happen here in other areas. So the outrage will be so much. And then we will pray that, you know, God's will be done. And that his kingdom come, that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's very important that the nation will maintain integrity when it comes to this kind of America sets an example for all the world when it comes to elections, when it comes to democracy. So if there is a dubious acts and anything that is unchecked or undealt with, then the other nations will not look at a good example. They're going to think it's the way of life, and it's resulting bloodshed in some other nations which don't have the patience like the United States has, because this country is really blessed to operate at that level of that level where things can be handled with professionalism. And we talk about real professionalism in that the integrity is not put in check. So we have to pray for his kingdom to come and his will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So where is God taking America? Where is God taking this nation? God is taking this nation to the place of revival and awakening, that where people's trust is going to be in the Lord, and it's not going to be in the system, but it's going to be in the Lord. So you're going to put your eyes on Jesus and trust him and pray. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We're coming to you live here. And I'll be back shortly after this message.
The spirit, I was picking up on what was happening, what the enemy was planning. And it was so bad. And
thou art well. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, one welcome in this place.
One more time, declare.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Open up, declare again, come on.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent grace, thou art welcome in this place.
You see, we just welcomed him right here in this place, and the atmosphere already began.
Yes, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Now our prayers go forth for those that are in California that are going through this kind of shakeup. The fires are really aggressive, and they lost property, they're homeless. Our prayers go for them. We pray that, Lord, you comfort them in this time of distress. And we pray that, Lord, in Jesus' name, you will stop the fires by your supernatural means, and this fire will be intercepted and stop spreading. The Lord, you cause people there to cry out to you for deliverance and not turn to human ways of dealing with spiritual problems. But California will open up to the gospel and to the awakening in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you don't understand, in America, there's a lot of great privilege with all the technology. But if you're dealing with the spirit of destruction, you need the supernatural hand of God. And we've seen God do that over here in South Florida, how God has really protected us from disastrous monster hurricanes, because when God's children pray, he intervenes. Now, it doesn't mean people in California don't pray, but we know we can stand up and pray for them too and intercede for them, because it's very devastating to be losing property and fires killing people, billions of dollars lost. I mean, people's lives totally messed up forever, and that's why it's important to pray. But these are signs of the end time, and things have been happening so quickly. If you notice, one bad thing happens, and the next day, like the shootings that took place in California, then the next day the fires began. So it's like one thing after the other. And then you have this thing going on in Florida where there's a big argument going about who won the ballot, where these secret things come from, and they keep on discovering them. So all this that's happening, it's like it's a sign of the end time. But God has given us a word, and I want to read again one more time. Call unto me and I'll answer thee, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You know, you have to pray for your children. I mean, a kid came to, she goes to a high school, she came to me and said, I had a dream, there was shooting in our school, and I don't know what to do. I said, I'm gonna pray for your protection. So I prayed for her for protection, because you know, kids are scared to go to school because of what's happening now, you know, literally. And I prayed for her having nightmares. I mean, one of the rappers released a video showing mass shootings in school, embedding that fear in children. So that's the scripture I have for all of you that are afraid. If you're afraid to go shopping, if you're afraid to go anywhere, just stand in Jeremiah chapter 3, I mean 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So the things that you don't know that God wants to show you. But out of all the things, want to show you protection. So America is going through a shakeup, and this not only in America, but it's happening in the world. It's happening in the UK, in Australia, the man that who did a terror act in, I believe it was in Australia, yesterday, you know, copycats. I mean, several things happening in the world that are very tragic and depressing. And it's a time for you to trust God for protection, for wisdom, for comfort and counsel, you know, to know that you're safe, because God will protect you and he will preserve you. Call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, if you look at Isaiah chapter 59, it says, behold, the Lord's hand, Isaiah 59, I'll give you a second to get there. If you're on Periscope or Facebook, you can type that from the screen. It says in verse 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between me, between you and your God. I've made a separation between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, so that he does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness. Now watch this. If we backtrack on the scripture and break it down, the Lord will not fail to protect and preserve those that trust him. And if we confess our sins, he's not going to condemn us, because he doesn't come to condemn, he comes to save. Let's remember, the blood of Jesus is free to access for anyone that can hear the sound of my voice. You see, the Lord wants to give you life. He wants to give you prosperity. He wants to protect you. He wants to preserve you. He wants to bless you. He wants to make you rich. He wants you to excel in what you do, to protect you, to preserve you, to prosper you. He wants to bless you. But you have to trust him and lean on your understanding, but all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So when what we're dealing with right now, we're dealing with a demonic, outrageous attack that is coming on people, because the devil is mad. He's the accuser of the brethren and is mad about what God is planning to do. So he's trying to make things look so confusing and tragic and destructive. You think about it. Raising up children in America and you have to explain to them what's happening, because you used to hear the things happening in Somalia, in Nigeria, in Uganda, in Iraq, in Syria, but now these things are happening in America. So you have to explain to your children here that the things going on, or this man has, you know, depression. Either they have depression or they're on medical, you know, side effect, and the things are going on. But you have to train your children not to focus on the negative, but to focus on the positive. You know, at the end of the day, the enemy is always going to try to do something that is attention getting, contradictory. You know, like what's happening, you know, on the news. The news can be depressing sometimes. You know, it's clear-cut display of the strategies of the enemy to release fear. But you have to put your trust in God and call unto him. So how do you call on the Lord? You call on him in prayer and worship and prophetic declarations. The Bible says, forsake not fellowship with the brethren. Find a Bible-believing church. Very important. Not a social club, no, a church that talks about Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and directs you to the cross. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it's the power of God. Now, if you're a minister and you can hear the sound of my voice, give people Jesus. Don't give them a tyranno. They don't need a tyranno. They don't need a pacifier. When a child is hungry, they need food. Give them the word. What is God saying? Don't be afraid to preach the word. This is not a time and an era to leave and say, I'm afraid people are going to get offended. They're not going to give an offering. They're not going to come to church. No, God is your source. God will provide. Don't be afraid to proclaim the gospel. Don't be afraid to tell the word, the truth. Because you see, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. But you don't understand that the enemy wants to take as many as possible to hell. And the Bible talks about this in Matthew 24. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. I mean, you hear of, what about an earthquake? What, you see, the earthquake that took place in Indonesia, many lives perished when the water rose in the tsunami. And what about what happened in the Philippines? So there's always something happening. You know, what about what happened in the Florida Panhandle, that hurricane? destroying Mexico Beach and Panama Beach, and you know, $4 billion in property loss. This just happened about 3 weeks ago, and now it's already off the headlines. So you wonder what is this coming on headlines. We go back to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Drawing the battle line, to what extent are you going to allow the enemy to infiltrate your life with fear, torment, discouragement, and depression? You'll draw the line and say, no, I'm going to praise God, I'm going to love God, I'm going to sacrifice, offer my life as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable and to God. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. So let's lift up Jesus today. Let's glorify him, because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. I'll lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. So your help cometh from the creator of heaven and earth, and his name is Jesus. So that's the one you should call upon, and he will answer thee, because he's on the throne and he answers prayer. He's not in the grave. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. Now, God has given every believer access to the glory, to the realm of his presence, the realm of his glory, where there is protection, where there is blessing, where there is supernatural provision. How do you expect to come out of debt? How do you expect to come out of that state of lack unless the Lord releases his grace and sufficiency and provision over you to navigate you in the battle lines, to navigate you in these situations you're going through in your life? It has to be by calling unto the Lord. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee. But see, to call the Lord, you have to clear the open doors. The sin has to be renounced, and repent and renounce the sin and iniquity. Then you can call upon him, and he'll answer thee. Then ye shall hear, and he will move in your situation. Because he's not man, but he's God, and he's still doing mighty wonders today, like he did many years ago. Because he's on a throne. Justice is coming. Deliverance is coming. I want to encourage all those that feel like giving up, those that are hopeless. Your help is coming. God is your present help. And I'll be back after this message. 561-337-9018. Don't touch the dial. Stay right here on Piercing Darkness Show, and we'll continue to bless the Lord. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with them that believe. I believe that all things are possible with God because we believe. 561-337-908. We're going to pray for you. We're going to stand in agreement for God to move in your life, to move in Florida, to stop this madness. Amen. Glory to Jesus. The gospel is sweet. The gospel is truth. The gospel is real. And God wants to deliver. He wants to set the captives free. If you turn with me quickly, we're going to look at in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18. I'm going to read, matter of fact, from verse 17. It says, Matthew chapter 18, and I'm going to look at verse 17. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you a Gentile and a tax collector. Verse 18. Truly I say to you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. The authority to unlock things here on earth as it is in heaven has been given to us as God's children. So as a believer, you have the right to exercise that authority that God has given you to walk in victory. But the spirit, the revelation has to be there to see a testimony and a breakthrough. If you don't have revelation, you're going to stay within the position of lack and wonder in your mind, trying to figure out what's happening, what's going on here, how do I fix this, what do I do about this problem. You see, God is a God of mercy and grace, but also is a God of war. So he wants you to learn to exercise your battle ram, your battle strategy, and be able to defeat the enemy. You can't stand in a position of doubt, murmuring and complaining, you know, playing the blame game, finding someone to blame for things that are not going well with your life. It's so-and-so's responsibility. It's because of so-and-so that I'm going through this. God wants you to stop playing the blame game and exercise the authority you have as a believer. Walk in that authority and exercise it so you can see his magnificent manifestations of deliverance. He wants to give you hope in your final outcome. So we want to stand on God's word and exercise the authority we have as his children to see deliverance take place in the mighty name of Jesus. So how do you exercise that authority? You don't first of all believe what the word of God says in Matthew. So we stand in what it says, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever we lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. The power to arrest that bureaucratic, deceptive, organized opposition you're in. Some of you, it's like you're under a siege. It's like the enemy has put you under siege, and anything you try to do is falling apart. It's like you don't know what to do with your life. It's like you're stuck in a certain way of thinking, and all you're expecting is negativity, bad. You're expecting misfortune. You're expecting frustration. You're expecting defeat. And maybe you're Nicodemus. You don't want to talk your business in public. You don't want to come out in public and talk about what you're going through. So you want to deal with your problems on your own. But God wants you to know that he's a merciful God and he has prepared deliverance for you. But you have to step out in faith and experience this manifestation of the Holy Ghost for your freedom. So the affliction of a righteous man are many, but God delivers him through all. So identify the root cause of your problem. That's very important. So once you identify the root cause of your problem, then you can be able to decree what you want to decree as a pathway to freedom. You decree and expect something good to come. So you identify the root of rock. Is there any open doors in your life? Those open doors must be closed. So we identify how are doors opened. When we're unaware of what the enemy is doing, we confess, because you can't cancel what you said. Let's say, for example, if you speak something positive, then you can't talk negative to cancel the positive you spoke, because the words in your mouth have the ability to initiate contact and establish the pathway to where it's heading to. So you decree a thing and it shall be established, but you have to decree it in faith. You can't decree it in doubt. You have to decree it in faith. So when you decree something, you have to decree it in faith, not in doubt. Establish what's the root cause of the battle you're facing. So doors that are open gotta be closed. Is there an open door? Close it. Is there unforgiveness? Is there envious? Is there competition? Is there, what is the root cause of what you're dealing with? So we have to identify what the root cause is of what we're dealing with. And then once we identify what the root cause is, then we can be able to deal with this. Confess the sin according to Isaiah 59. So you have to confess the sin. Now, once you confess the sin, God will forgive you. He's a merciful God. Let's look at what it says here. Behold, the Lord's hand is in Isaiah 59 is not shortened that it cannot save. Wow. Or his ear dull that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. So the separation is caused by iniquity. So we repent, renounce the iniquity. Very important. God is a merciful God. Now, do you turn to Matthew 18, verse 18. We strategize. We step into the manifestation. So you can't decree what you don't expect. So if you decree something, you're expecting. So expect something good to come out of what you decree. So a lot of people decree, but they don't expect. So it has to go with the balance. So if you decree something, you got to expect. So you expect the good to come out of this. In Jesus' name, what are you dealing with? Expect something good to come out of it. So expect blessings, prosperity, and a good thing. So America should expect the awakening. America should expect the awakening. If you live in America, expect the awakening to come to this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, expect something good to come to you, to your finances, to your family, to your health, in every area of your life. Expect something good. God will not withhold good things from those that love him and are called unto his purpose. So you decree what you expect. Something good. It's going to get better. Stop expecting misfortune. Stop expecting bad things. Now, let's go to the next thing. You don't understand the power of love. God commands us to love. Love God with all your heart. That's the power of love. Number two, you have to love your neighbors, you love yourself. Number three, you have to love the Lord. So loving God is a revelation. So you shall love the Lord with all your heart. That is by revelation. By revelation. So if you love him with all your heart, he's going to move in your situation by his spirit. Love God with all your heart. Very important. So let's love him with all our heart. As we love him and trust him, he will do what he has purposed to do. He's going to finish what he began. For he who began a good work in us is going to be faithful to accomplish it. He's a finisher. He's a finisher. Is a reward of those that seek him diligently. So God is going to finish what he began. So he's going to finish it. Very important for you to understand. God is going to finish what he began. Because he's a faithful God. Stand firm on his promise. So you decree a thing, it will be established. And then you walk in his integrity. God wants to establish his kingdom with integrity in you. Forsake not God's word or his promises. His promises are yea and amen. So you don't forsake him. You don't forsake his promises. You don't forsake his sovereignty, because God is sovereign. So you just yield and come under alignment, spiritually aligned under his glory, under his wisdom, under his counsel. So God wants to guide you and to navigate you to victory through his protection, through his wisdom, and through his counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and his glory is risen upon thee. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and his glory is risen upon thee. Piercing Darkness Show is coming to you live, and I'll be back shortly after this message. Jesus is Lord.
Thou art welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. Thou art welcome in what welcome in this place. One more time, declare. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. One more time, declare again, come on. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Welcome the Holy Spirit. The power to bind and to loose has been given to us as his children. We have the ability to bind and to loose. The devil is a liar. Thou shalt bind. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Welcome back to Piercing Darkness Show. Before I finish, I want to decree this into your life. Expect something good. Expect something good. Something good is coming to America. Something good is coming to your life, to your family. Regardless of what you've seen in the natural, don't let the natural dictate to you your expectation. Determine what you expect based on God's promise and God's word, because God's not meant to lie. So expect something good. Expect something good is coming very, very soon. You're going to see it. You're going to experience it. The Bible says you shall reap if you faint not. You shall reap if you faint not. So don't be distracted by negative vibes, negative voices, negativity. Don't be distracted by the alarm of darkness. Don't be distracted by the confusing voices, dreams, mesmerized talk you see and hear on the media. Focus on God's prophetic mandate and words and true prophetic wisdom and counsel. The Lord is working behind the scene to do something unique and great. The expectations of the righteous will not be cut off. So you don't understand that affliction shall not rise a second time. What you're going through is not very pleasing. Maybe it's a trial. But the trial of your faith is to develop and work out patience in your system. You don't understand that the battle is the Lord's. You can't stop expecting something good. Keep speaking it, decreeing it, and waiting for the manifestation. Do what you're supposed to do on your part. To exercise faith. To sow seed where it's necessary. To proclaim and remain hopeful. Worship and pray and trust God. Things you can't change, you got to surrender them to God. And trust him to handle it. Because in his wisdom, he will handle it. He works mysteriously. We can't suffocate the word. You can't suffocate the glory. You can't even deny the sun from shining. You see, when the moon comes, you go to sleep. When the sun comes out, then you go to work. It's been commanded to shine. So darkness may endure for a while, but joy cometh in the morning. The light is coming. When God has set the rule in order that the sun is going to come out at this time, it will come out at this time. Do you know what they do in America and Europe? They change the clock around to adjust to what time you go to bed, but the sun doesn't change. It still remains. So, you know, if the sun has the ability to shine and it was created by God, what about the Creator? He can shine his glory at any time. God is walking behind the scene mysteriously. Break that cycle of defeat. Proclaim this out loud and clear. I am blessed, and what God has blessed, let no one curse. 561-337-908. You're tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. The glory is piercing the darkness, the light of God. As you continue to trust the Lord with all your heart, just know that He is working mysteriously and nothing is impossible. Then I'll give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, "Oh Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin. I renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, if you have received Jesus in your heart, you're born again. May your name be written in the book of life. May the Lord remove your name from the book of death and write your name in the book of life. You're born again in Jesus' name. Find a Bible believing church and go. Praise the Lord there. Now, we have a women's conference coming up early next month. We're going to post it on our website, powerevangelism.net. We'll invite all the women to come. It's called the Daughters of Zion. So you're going to come and you're going to get equipped, commissioning, empowerment, and deliverance. So we're going to bring in some speakers. It's going to be so powerful. We're working on the location and we're going to post on our website this week, and I'll definitely verbally give you the date next week's show. We're also going to be having a crusade in Port St. Lucie. I'll give you an update also in Vero Beach, and we're planning this early next year. You're going to really enjoy the glory of God. Don't forget, 561-337-9018. We also have a website. It's www.powerevangelism.net. You can watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock on channel 13 and 61. We are on Piercing Darkness on CTN. Those of you who have Hardware, you can watch us on channel 12. If you have HD, 436. These codes are all on our website. Come join us in one of our services. We have services in the morning at 11:30 a.m. and also Sunday nights at 7:30 p.m. You know, if you need a miracle, you need deliverance, come to one of the services. You're going to be blessed. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible. Go to powerevangelism.net or call 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible. I look forward to praying with you. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Periscope, and also Twitter. We have a great message, a word for you every day. God bless you. This is Apostle with Piercing Darkness Show. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.